Chapter 3. Struan had slept little. The food on the table was untouched. He stared through the tent door at the ships riding at anchor. The sun was dying, and a blurred moon was low on the horizon. Huge masses of cumulus dominated the sky. The wind brought the promise of storm. Tisen. His mind kept repeating to him, Tisen. He's the one to save you. Aye, but that's treachery to all you believe in, all you've worked for. Mackay came in with a lighted lantern and set it on the table. The tent was spacious and comfortable. There were carpets on the stony soil.
Brock's longboat's coming ashore, sir.
Take the men and move out of hearing, Mackay.
Yes, sir.
Has word come they've found Ramsay yet?
No, sir.
Where is he?
I don't know, sir.
Struan nodded absently. Tomorrow put all our spies to work to find out where he is.
Begging your pardon, sir, I already spread the word, sir.
Mackay tried to cover his anxiety.
If he's aboard, it's someone's devilment.
Then he added,
I feel bad about Cap'n Perry, sir.
Struan's eyes were suddenly hard. I'll give you 15 days to prove I was right about Isaac. 15 days or you're beached with him.
Yes, sir.
Mackay felt a barb soar from his testicles into his guts and cursed himself for opening his mouth.
Will you never learn, you stupid fool?
Brock's footsteps were heavy on the beach. He stood at the tent doorway.
Permission to come aboard, Dirk?
Aye. Tyler. Mackay went out. Brock sat at the table, and Struan poured him a large brandy.
It were bad to lose your family. I knowed how it feel. I lost 2 wives in childbirth, the kids too.
Bad.
Aye.
Not much of a birth,
Brock said, taking in the tent.
Hungry?
Struan indicated the food.
Thank you kindly.
Brock took a chicken, ripped it in two, and tore off half the white meat. He wore a big emerald set in gold on his little finger.